Kansas City, Missouri is announcing new COVID-19 restrictions. They already have a big red warning on their website that the city is in an official state of emergency. Masks have been required indoors for months now. And last week, health officials in the Kansas City metro area even issued a regional call to action, warning that hospitals are facing serious challenges. But the response has been piecemeal. So let's bring in Quinton Lucas, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. And Mayor Lucas, you announced the new restrictions today. What are they?
So we will have a few different steps in Kansas City, one of which is limiting capacity for a number of venues, including, importantly, entertainment venues. It turns out that folks were still having weddings, retirement parties, et cetera. And we will have a size capacity of no more than 10 people being allowed to congregate in any type of group, unless there's some special approval from the Director of Public Health. In addition to that, we'll see more closures of indoor dining and restaurant opportunities, first starting with 10 o'clock p.m. closures, and then ultimately we may review again to see if we need to fully close indoor dining, as has been seen in other parts of the Midwest. On the whole, we also are adding mask requirements at all times for everyone, including our public safety folks. We've had an outbreak in the Kansas City Police Department because mask wearing was not as common there as we would like. We're adding that consistency around the way. But there are a number of tweaks and I think really important changes to make sure that people are understanding how serious this moment is and how we have to try to stem the tide of our growing COVID case count.
Well, your opinion piece in the Kansas City Star yesterday was titled, "If Kansas City Doesn't Take COVID-19 Seriously, Now We Are All at Risk." Are you saying they aren't? I mean, what are you seeing? Are you seeing people maybe partying or not wearing masks?
You know, we continue to see a number of challenges, and some of which include that although people's hearts may be in the right place, they think that it's still important to visit some of their relatives, and we're particularly concerned with that as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday. Another thing that is particularly challenging here in red state America is that the belief in the threat of COVID-19 is very different between the city and some of the counties that border us. And so there are not mask requirements. There are some leaders throughout our state that in some situations I feel like don't necessarily believe that COVID-19 is even a thing. And so we have continued to have more ICU bed space that is filled up by some of our outstate brethren. And we continue to try to call and implore them to look to some restrictions because right now our hospitals are getting flooded with cases that are not just from the city, but folks that are coming to primary care opportunities in Kansas City that are in areas of the state that don't have the type of health care provisions that are helpful for addressing COVID-19.
Well, just this past Friday, Johnson County, Kansas, which is, you know, kind of east of you, I think, and more rural, passed a public health order that lets restaurants and bars stay open until midnight. Gyms, too, if they close locker rooms. Attendance at churches and funerals will not be restricted. So you are, as you are saying, you're kind of fighting with this patchwork quilt of policies. And this is very close to you where people will be, you know, going out to dinner till midnight. You've mentioned possibly down the road, closing indoor dining, you know, at a time when it's going to start getting pretty cold there. Do you think, there's, as we said, health officials have had a call to action. Do you think that that's going to soon have to include stay at home?
I think that we may get back to a point where we need to look at those sorts of orders. I mean, I'll just admit, I looked at what happened back east in the spring, and I'm scared of what we're seeing here in the middle of the country right now. Deaths are rising. It is a consistent stream. What's different for us now versus the midsummer when we had huge mask politics issues and I had a group that threatened several recalls of me and they pursued the process, et cetera. But the difference now is that everybody knows someone who has been touched by COVID-19. And a lot more people who know someone are saying, well, it wasn't as easy as one might have thought before. And I think that no matter what it is that we are doing, our goal has to be saving lives. We have given out millions of dollars to support Kansas City businesses. We will continue to try to make sure folks can stay open and survive. But at the same time, our job is to make sure that we don't have have an unnecessarily high number of deaths. We don't want to see bodies stored in freezers. We don't want to actually see some of the things that if you look at the charts and you look at that incredibly increasing spike in cases and the graphs coming our way, that Kansas City seems to be on a path for. So I will do everything in my power to make sure that people can be safe, even at times when, you know, the state level direction isn't quite there. I do listen to what happens in other states, and I'm very jealous in some ways of the responses they've been able to have in places like New York State or Michigan or Ohio, which is run by a Republican governor. I hope that we can get to that here, but short of that, we'll do what we can, even if that means a patchwork of local legislation in the area around us.
Quinton Lucas, mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Stay safe, everyone.